Good day. For KYMN News and Information, I'm Dusty Budd. The Northfield police have a man in custody relating to the armed robbery of Premier Bank earlier this week. According to a release, the Northfield Police Department and multiple other agencies executed several search warrants in an outside jurisdiction. Along with the suspect, a significant amount of evidence was also collected at the scene of the arrest. More information, including the suspect's name, is expected to be released today. The man accused of providing heroin, which resulted in a death last summer in Faribault, was formally charged on Wednesday in Rice County District Court. According to Rice County Attorney John Fossum, the suspect, Anthony Michael Fugali,
charged with third-degree murder for the overdose death that occurred in Faribault last summer.
According to Fugali's criminal complaint, on or about June 19, 2018, in Rice County, Anthony Michael Fugali did, without intent to cause death, proximately cause the death of a Jason Irvin Maddow by, directly or indirectly, unlawfully selling or delivering or distributing heroin and fentanyl, a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance. Fugali's next court appearance on this charge will be on March 12th. In a separate charge of first-degree drug sale, Fugali pled guilty to that charge on November 15th in exchange for other charges to be dropped. According to Rice County court records, on Tuesday of this week, Fugali was to be sentenced on that charge but changed his plea at his hearing. That means there will be an evidentiary hearing on March 8th to see if Judge John Kajikob will allow the plea to be changed. Good news for School District 659 taxpayers. Last week, the district board sold the construction bonds for a new elementary school approved by taxpayers last election. During the public information campaign last year, the district thought the interest rates on the bonds would be 3.9%. The school board received 11 bids, when most times a district is lucky to receive 3 or 4. The lowest bid came in at 3.22%. Which might not seem like a big difference.
Accumulate to is a savings of about a total of about $3.9 million over the life of the bond compared to what we had shared with the community during the informational campaign.
One reason for the lower interest rate is the district has a double A-plus bond rating, which is third best in the state. The lower rate will be seen on property taxes in fiscal year 2020. 2019 had to be approved in December with the estimate of 3.9%. Hillman explains in real-world terms that a $250,000 home will see a healthy drop in assessments between 2019 and 2020.
That will be about $12 versus $27 in fiscal 20. Now, $15 is not a tremendous amount, you know, comparatively for that homeowner, but my point of sharing it is that the school district is really serious about being good stewards, and we are looking to put ourselves in a position where we can make sure that the project over the life of it costs less than what we had promised the taxpayers.
Because the rates were so good, the board didn't bond the full $40 million that was approved by voters. There is still an additional $2 million on the table the board can bond out should a major catastrophe happen in the construction industry. But the hope is that money will not have to be used at all, which is a nice break for taxpayers. And the Northfield Chamber of Commerce and Tourism is pleased to announce that Lisa Peterson has been selected as the Chamber's new president. Lisa Peterson is currently the Director of Tourism for the Northfield Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is a division of the Northfield Chamber. She will be taking over for Todd Bornhauser. Peterson will begin her new position on February 1st. For KYMN News and Information, I'm Dusty Budd.